Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Now, maybe first thing in your morning, you didn't think you needed this, but we feel you do.
Uh-oh.
This is what you need this morning. A mashup of Slipknot Sulfur and Spice Girls Wannabe.
Oh, come on.
The only will is my own. I do whatever I want and stay alone. All my decisions make it untouchable and sacred. I'm gonna suffer for the rest of my life, but I will always.
Oh yeah, yeah, get it, Corey.
I'm not a failure, but I know what it's like. I can take it or leave it or die.
Okay, this is bothering me because it actually sounds good.
Yeah, that's right? So in for this.
Yeah, yeah.
So is he Slippy Spice?
He's Slippy Spice.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, arguably, you know what? Some the Scary Spice is out of a job if you bring Slipknot into this.
Wow.
That's it.
It's not stopping, and I'm okay with it.
No. I kind of want to download the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want more of this, yeah. Apparently.
Isn't that amazing?
How?
Is it how that could they both go together so well and we would never have even thought of that?
No, how much pot was consumed? They need to start doing that on these mashups. I smoked this much weed and figured it out.
Damn, dude. It's, I would never have expected that. But then when you hear the lyrics, it's like, oh, yeah, I guess that fits in pretty nicely.
I didn't hear the lyrics. I heard the vocals.
That's what I mean to say. Oh, okay. When I heard the vocals, it's just like, okay, this the cadence and all of it and the tone, the tempo, it all fits in, which is just nuts.
That's kind of scary how much it worked.
It's kind of Scary Spice, actually, how much it worked.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Wow. Boy, I actually did need that this morning. I'm not going to lie to you. That actually
put me in a good mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have to play that from time to time for the rest of the day. I mean,
whenever BJ's feeling grumpy, we put that in rotation.
That
song's going to get played more than Nirvana on this radio station, if that's the case.
Dude, actually, when you think about it, if anybody's getting a little bit of a grumpiness or maybe a caller's grumpy, we don't have to play the full all of it, but we play just a little
bit
of it.
Just that little ending lick where it's the call and response from the whichever Spice Girl's doing the hammy part.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know what Corey Taylor thinks of that.
Oh, man.
You know it's going to get to him at some point.
It's going
to
get to him.
Twitter, because it might have already gotten to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy doesn't pull no punches. He doesn't hold back. He doesn't really mince words. I wonder if he likes it or not.
I wish we were able to interview him, because whenever we ask him a question, he gives you his opinion, like you said. And I'd like to be the first one to just see the response of Corey Taylor when you go, hey, I don't know if you've heard this, but check this out.
I don't know him well enough. We've only interviewed him a couple of times, but from the times that we've interviewed him, he has a great sense of humor. Part of me thinks he's going to love this.
Yeah, I think he's going to love it a lot. And, I mean, I don't know. Is it crazy to think that, you know, some beats get in somebody's head when they're just doing what they're doing, and so just the way those lyrics go, it just flowed, and he had no idea that it was flowing because of the Spice Girls? I don't know which came first. I feel like Wannabe came first.
Oh, for sure. Wannabe came out forever ago, man.
Yeah.
Like almost 20 years ago.
Exactly. That's what I
thought it had any influence on him.
You say that, but you never know what's in your brain. You never know what's in your brain in your life when you're proposing.
It's just a happy coincidence that it works together because of the same beats per minute or the guy bumped up the beats. There's no chance in hell, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Although it looks like Corey Taylor's going to be putting on a documentary about 80s horror films.
Yeah, I saw that on his Twitter feed.
In Search of Darkness.
Oh, really?
So maybe we're going to get him on to talk about his documentary and then surprise him with this incredible version of Sulfur.
Yeah. All right. I like that. And you know what? If Corey's doing it, we'll put him on and talk about his documentary. Why not?
Yeah, he's got the collector's edition of the 80s horror documentary In Search of Darkness.
Damn.
Get a copy before it's too late.
All right. So is that, I'm a little confused. Is that his or is he doing a collector's edition of a previous documentary?
Know. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't either.
But he says, here's an exclusive clip from my collector's edition of 80s horror documentary. Oh, so he just found the old 80s horror documentary In Search of Darkness.
Okay.
Which I don't know anything about.
Oh. Oh, so he's not presenting it. He just said, here it is.
Well, he's trying to make money off it, so he'll talk about it.
Yeah,
that's how it works. Right?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah,
I'm very confused.
It looks like he re-released an old 80s documentary. That's the vibe I'm getting from this
tour. Oh, okay. And then he did some inserts within it itself. So it's like here's the old documentary, and he's doing a documentary about a documentary.
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Those are some cheesy effects I'm seeing in that clip. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks like he's doing like a commentary on the documentary.
Oh, he's Beavis and Butt-heading the documentary a little
maybe.
Bit.
Maybe.
Okay.
We got 15 days until we find out because it doesn't come out until then. But it comes with a collector's pin and stuff.
Boy, it is really wild as I see some of those effects, just how cheesy they look.
Yeah.
And they put some money into some of those movies back in the day.
So, yeah, it looks like In Search of Darkness was a 2019 documentary film that was on Indiegogo and Kickstarter, and he's part of the cast in it.
So the
film explores the development and lasting impact of the horror genre in the 80s and features numerous interviews of horror icons. And I mean, Slipknot would be a horror icon just from their masks.
So this is new to us, basically, now that it got funded and now it's done.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
Okay. That makes some sense.
Oh, it makes all the sense in the world. About as much sense as Slipknot and the Spice Girls working together.
Yeah, it makes as much sense as this.
Oh, here we go again.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I do need this.
That's the best part.
Yeah,
well, no,
yeah.
The call response is the best part, but this is what sold me on this stupid mashup.
Oh, yeah.
I think for sure he's going to love it. I just started stalking his Instagram. Apparently, him and his wife went to go check out Janet Jackson live back in July.
So he's okay with like cheesy pop songs from back in the day.
All right.
Well, then Slipknot needs to figure out a way to work this into their set.
Yes,
that would really confuse a lot of their fans. If all of a sudden the Spice Girls beat started.
Oh, they got a DJ. They could do it, man.
They can do whatever they want.
Make it happen.
They can do whatever they want.
It'd be funny to do it as an intro. Like, that would be their, like, as they're walking on stage, Corey just comes out and raps it, and then they go into their set.
That's definitely up there as one of the best mashups I've heard.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, you know, if they somehow just busted out into this for a little bit, for whatever reason, maybe before they go into the tune itself, before they go into Sulfur, they give a little bit of this, or maybe at the end of Sulfur, somewhere in the middle. If they did this, whether or not people would go crazy, or they would be pissed, or if he could actually get a couple of Spice Girls out there, I mean, what are they doing right now, right? I mean,
I think they're trying to get back together.
Yeah, I think they're doing a little tour, just not with the ginger one, Ginger Spice.
That was Posh.
Posh.
Victoria.
Posh doesn't need the money.
No, Victoria Beckham's doing pretty well for herself.
She's like, look, guys, I get it. You're broke or you need some more cash.
I don't. I'm in America. I got talent. I also got Mr. Bend It Like Beckham guy. I'm pretty good shape.
Yep.
Yeah.
I always have a soft spot for that song because many years ago when my old band Peter Parker was playing, we went our first show ever at the Crocodile. We covered that song and we did it we reinterpreted it like as if it was a Pixie song.
Oh,
dear.
And it was super fun. And it was, you could tell the look on, and it was at the height of the song being popular. So it was the song that really endeared us to the crowd because no one knew who the hell we were. They weren't familiar with any of our songs. This is the first time we're playing. And at first, they were like, okay, what the hell's going on? Like, it was like kind of like a cool bass heavy version. And then once we kicked into the chorus, the whole room were just a bunch of hipsters. But they just all started rocking out because they're like, oh, we know this song.
That's funny.
It was like a guilty pleasure for everybody. And we found out that they were all guilty of liking it.
That's a good idea.
It wasn't intentional. We just thought it would be funny to do that. And it worked out well, though.
That is a really good idea if you're a band that nobody knows you. If you do like a cool version of something that they don't recognize. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, that's a good warm up. So you opened with that?
I don't know. We didn't open with it. We put it like in the middle of the set.
Oh, yeah. I like that idea. Well, You know what? I don't know if it was your idea, but I like it.
I don't remember whose idea it was. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of pot consumed.
Well, there you go.
I'll just claim it, Steve.
It was probably us just trying to troll the crowd, and it actually backfired and worked.
Yeah. Well, I always had a soft spot for your band when I first met you because I thought Peter Parker was awesome because no, I don't think anybody knew who he was but me.
No, it was awesome because back then the sound guy would always ask which one of us is Peter. And then we would point at our bassist and Mona, who was a female, and he'd be so confused.
Oh, that is so great.
Her name's Peter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. She's the Peter Parker.
She's Peter.
Steve Parker.
Steve Parker. How are you?
Parkers.
We did all like the Ramones style, like all on the credits. It's like, that's Matthew Parker.
Oh, that is great.
It's so stupid. Oh. But back then, nobody, unless you were a comic book nerd, knew who the hell Peter Parker was.
That's what I loved about it. When first I met you, I was like, oh, dude, that's really cool.
And then the stupid movie had to happen.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Oh,
ruined it all.
It did.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
It's a death blow.
We got a guy that learned a very valuable lesson that if you plan on being a criminal, you might want to cover up the tattoo on your neck that has your name on it. Oh, yeah. Steve's going to tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
17.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Live Day is back. That's right, our show, The Men's Room, completely live. Thursday, November 21st at Snoqualmie Casino. Everything is live. The voices, the sound effects, commercials, the music. Nothing is pre-recorded. It is the ultimate radio high wire act. Tickets are on sale as I'm speaking. Go to KISW.com for more details. Live Day, Thursday, November 21st at Snoqualmie Casino.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Car Choice for giving us the Migs Report. And, oh, man, time to put on some calories, kids. Happy National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Maybe throw a little peanut butter frosting on top.
That's not a chocolate cupcake now, is it?
Cupcake's still chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. If the cake's chocolate, it's a chocolate cupcake.
Yeah, you can have peanut butter on top of it.
All right, if you want to go
chocolate?
Yeah, it's too much chocolate.
Insanity.
Oh, what are you talking about? No Name Cake is covered in chocolate icing.
Cupcake, first of all.
Why? Yeah, come on.
I'm just showing you that cake can be covered with chocolate, is all I'm saying.
Well, of course it could.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind the peanut butter either. You know, if you want to put peanut butter on there, I'm going to go for it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that because that's how I'm going to do it today.
Yeah,
enjoy myself some peanut butter on top of my chocolate. All right, let's talk about this guy who's an idiot. And, you know, the reason why is first of all, he's an idiot because he's a criminal. Secondly, he's an idiot because while he's committing crimes, he has his neck tattoo that has his name on it and got busted because of that. I do like his last name, though. It's a 36-year-old man from Illinois named Matthew Bushman.
Bushman.
I guess there was a warrant out for his arrest. He was doing some forgery.
Oh.
The officer spotted him, asked him, hey, are you Matthew, the criminal? And he said, no, my name is, he gave a fake name.
Yeah, Chuck. He did. Yeah.
Right? Here's the problem. The tattoo on his neck said Matthew.
Oh, good job, Matthew.
Actually said Matty B.
Matty B.
Right on his throat. The cop saw it, and, well, yeah, he was arrested.
That's good job, Matty B. And the last, Matty B, Matty Bushman. Yeah, good job there. Jesus, what a genius.
I'd say he's the dumbest person in the news, but there's a guy that was on meth that when he was pulled over by the cops, they're like, hey, give us some of your paperwork. We need, like, your ID and some information. He's like, I'm sorry, I don't have any of it. SpongeBob SquarePants has it and stole it from me.
Oh, God, I've been hearing that SpongeBob has been people, you know, taking people's IDs and stuff.
This guy's in Louisiana. He's 27 years old. His name is Jonathan. He was, pretty messed up, creating a public disturbance. He also said, quote, God has battleships, but hasn't sent them yet.
Oh, he does?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, that would explain the noise we hear from time to time with the thunderstorm. I thought it was God bowling, but it's...
No, but battleships.
It's the battleships, yeah. Okay.
He would know. Now, if only we could find SpongeBob and get all of his paperwork.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you right now, he's having trouble with celebrities. But, you know, God and SpongeBob, I mean, all right.
Oh, we got an update about chocolate cupcakes. Someone texted in, best chocolate cupcakes are definitely Costco. Throw them in the microwave for a few seconds. Let those chocolate chips melt.
And by the way, are you calling Hostess communists?
I'm saying anyone who wants to say that they're a cupcake is a communist.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying is that chocolate, that's the original flavor of the Hostess cupcake. It's got chocolate icing on the cupcake itself.
I'll send you a link to our show so you can hear what I've said in the past so you can understand. I was saying, you were trying to say that a no-name cake is a cupcake, and I say if you think like that, then you're a communist.
Oh, no, I was just using that as an example of how chocolate can be on chocolate is all I'm saying. That's what I was saying. I should have used a chocolate cupcake as a better example. So we both heard each other. It's just, now we're back on track.
How about those Houston Astros? Woo! One game away from the World Series. They beat the New York Yankees for the third straight game. Bummer for the Yankees, though, CeCe Sabathia, he limped off the mound. It looks like it's going to be, I mean, already it was looking like it because of how the series is going. But it's going to probably be his last game of his career. And tonight it's up to Justin Verlander to close it out for the Astros. The game begins at 4 p.m. You can watch that.
That's too bad. I mean, he said it was his last season, but to actually limp out before he can finish it, that's a frustrating thing.
Finish your career on an injury.
Yeah.
Speaking of injuries, last night, big scare if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan or just a Patrick Mahomes fan, or maybe you have him on your fantasy football team and you're like, son of a bitch, not me.
Oh, yeah.
It actually is me. But anyways, last night, Broncos taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. It was a 4th-and-1 play, and it seemed like everybody landed on top of Patrick Mahomes, and he had a knee injury. You could even see in a video the doctors popping his kneecap back into place. Looks like he dislocated it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a tough watch. Now, they're saying at minimum 3 weeks that he's out. He put up a tweet saying everything's looking good, but he won't know until he goes through the MRI. And some think, you know, hey, it could be worse than that. There might be a surgery needed, which would put him out maybe for the season. But like I said, at best, maybe he's done for about 3 weeks. They also have like a bye, so it could give him a little extra time. So that's what's going on with them. But Matt Moore stepped in. Chiefs won 30-6, beating the Denver Broncos.
Well, it is the Broncos. I think you could have stepped in.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Our buddy Caesar. I'm sorry, Caesar. But
talk about the Madden curse, though. Who's on the cover of the new Madden video game? Most recent one?
I know. How crazy is
Patrick
that?
Mahomes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, dude. You don't want to be on there.
No. Dear Madden and video games with Madden in its name, please do not ever put a Seahawk player on the cover.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask
for... They do not deserve it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to ask for you not to be put on the cover.
Oh, I'm already a given that I'll never be on it.
Oh, okay. Because they were thinking about you this year.
You know what I was thinking about? Finally, the New Jersey Devils won a game. I'd see it throw it out there because I've been miserable since the start of the season.
And my Bruins lost a game.
Good.
So, damn.
They won 5-2, beating the New York Rangers.
Look at you, buddy.
That was pretty awesome. It was a fun game to watch. They actually had it on national television.
That's
so
actually a really good game for you, the Devils, to win since you guys are such rivals.
And also because the number one pick and the number two pick were playing, Jack Hughes and Kapokako.
Oh.
So that was pretty cool to be able to watch that. Jack Hughes got an assist.
Good for Jack Hughes.
Damn straight. Right. This weekend, of course, you can watch your Seahawks. They're taking on the Ravens. The return of Earl Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
That game is on Sunday at CenturyLink Field. You can watch it on Fox if you don't have tickets at 1:25. Sounders are at home tomorrow taking on FC Dallas. That game starts at 12:30. Go Sounders.
Oh, yeah.
Couple selfless, shameless plugs for myself.
Selfish.
Yes, that's the word.
They're selfish and shameless. I think that's what those words we're looking for.
Tonight, I'm wrestling over at 3-2-1 Battle. That starts at 9 p.m. I'm in a no disqualification match, and I don't even know who I'm taking on yet.
Now, what does that mean? That's the match for you? You can do anything you want? Doesn't matter?
That means I'm going to be beating the crap out of someone with a chair.
Yeah. No disqualification.
And he'll in turn beat me up with a chair, so it should be fun.
All right. Someday you're going to meet your match in this whole bad, you know, dirty fighting kind of category.
And it's a horror business. It's our Halloween extravaganza, so show up in costumes.
Oh.
If you plan on coming out. Wrestlers do it, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got something planned?
No, I'm going to be myself. I'm sick of being someone else.
Nice.
I'm the local celebrity.
I had no idea you were somebody else. Well, it's good that you're finally yourself.
Yes.
Good job.
You should just go as your big blue check mark.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yours.
I have no no time to be able to put that together. Sorry, but thanks, Rev. Next year, I'll do that.
Get on that, Vicky.
And tomorrow, celebrating the music of Superfecta over at the Tulalip Casino. How about our boys in Superfecta? 20-year anniversary.
That's
great
amazing.
Local band.
That is 20 years?
And I think they must have started a band when they were six, because they're all really young.
Yeah, that's insane.
It is super insane. And Bruiser Brody, my band, will be playing with them. So you can come catch us over at the Tulalip Casino tomorrow night. As far as weather, 52 degrees and rain. And thank you, Kia of Puyallup, for giving us the Mix Report.
Another busy weekend for you.
Thanks for Steve, you moron. Alexander and Sherman have been on the cover of Madden. Both of them got injured in the next year. So how do you like them apples? I said, for the future, I can't talk about things that happened in the past.
Yeah. Boy, that guy.
Learn to listen.
I'll tell you, these listeners are nitpickers, you know? Like, why can't they be like me?
Just looking for a reason
cupcakes?
To be right.
Why, yeah. You know, there you go, BJ. Yeah.
I never nitpick. These listeners,
what
man.
What about those chocolate cupcakes?
They need to take after me is all I'm saying.
Like, I'm aware that happened. That's the problem with the damn Madden curse. I'm just saying, in the future, I would like to see no Seahawks ever be on the cover of a Madden video game.
And, you know, again, just huge props for Russell Wilson. Because you know what? How many phenoms have come down the pike that we have heard about great, great quarterbacks? Patrick Mahomes is the latest. No doubt about it. You know, he deserves it. But, man, Russell Wilson just, I mean, is anybody under fire like him? Does anybody take care of his body like him? And does anybody somehow, some way know how to keep from getting injured when, you know, he's getting tackled, when he's involved in stuff? Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable how, you know, how he's just never missed a game.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe he can loan Mahomes some of his nano bubbles.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's just, I hope they take this into account when they're thinking about the MVP, because it's quite amazing that, you know, he is just who he is and having the season he's having. I mean, obviously, if he's got to continue to perform the way he performs, but man.
Well, I mean, at this point, I mean, hopefully Mahomes comes back soon, but I mean, that was like the 1-2 when people were talking about MVP contenders. I mean, if Russell continues to do what he's been doing, how do you not give him the nod?
And if Mahomes misses at least three games, that will have a serious impact on the MVP situation anyway. If not more, depending upon just how serious his knee injury is. Man, dude, knees are not, they're not a good thing to mess around with. That's what ruins a lot of careers and shortens a lot of careers is any kind of knee injury. So, yeah, that's a bummer.
And I forgot, and that's what's up. Thank you, Texter.
Oh, that's what's up. You're too busy getting nitpicked, man. It took you off your game.
Major, not a celebrity. You're a radio DJ.
Wow.
Again, the joke seems to be going over the head of stupid people.
Yep.
Wow.
The whole premise of that is that I'm mocking people who think that they're a local celebrity by being on the radio. That's the whole joke.
Yeah.
But it clearly went over that person's head.
Though I would argue.
And I'm not a DJ.
Yeah.
I'm a talent. I'm a personality.
Well, let's not get carried away. Okay,
I always hate when people say that, too.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Also, they I love that they spelled it mugs.
Well, you know, autocorrect.
Well, I'm just going to put that out there, because you know what? If they're going to correct you, I'm just going to correct them.
Yeah.
It's not mugs, all right?
Mugs is my favorite host. It's BJ and Mugs in the morning, and don't you forget it. Okay?
It's just funny how sarcasm and just jokes seem to go over the head of some people.
Well, you know, and again, I mean, look, I'm going to say it right now. I mean, you are on the wrestling scene local. You have a band that you play in. You're doing a radio show. You are definitely a local celebrity.
You're not getting my joke either then.
No, Jesus. But I mean, you are, even though it's a joke for the wrestling. But I mean, you are somebody in this town. There are people that know you because you're a public figure. So that's why. So if this person were actually called on it, they would be wrong anyway. But I know you're still meaning it in fun and jest, because you're not.
The work is a shoot as a work, Steve.
You're not a guy.
Makes my brain hurt, because I cringe when anyone wants to refer to themselves as a local celebrity.
Yeah, you
that's
don't
the whole
do
joke
that.
Behind it. Yeah. Public figure, I get, because we're in a situation where people hear what we do for a living. But
yeah.
But the idea of, and that's the whole premise behind it, is I'm basically, it's a giant inside joke for myself, making fun of radio people who view themselves as celebrities.
Wow. I kind of do, but all right, thanks, man. Thanks for making me.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm making fun of you.
Yeah, you're making fun of me. Yeah. I just want to piss that listener off.
It's so funny.
That's the kind of person. See, nobody in this room has the energy to fight with a guy like that. I do.
Yeah,
it brings me joy just to sit there and just obliterate the stupidity of somebody. And also, who just, you know, if you're listening to our show, what are you doing? Unless they're doing a joke and we can't tell their tone.
That could be.
Yeah.
That's a very solid point. There's no inflection in text.
It really sucks when you meet somebody or when they get back to you and go, dude, no, what I meant was, and it's like, oh, I was such a jerk. I really thought
it's just after a while, you see these such negative pissy pants on the text line. You get, it just kind of puts you in a pissy pants mood.
Yeah. And by the way, that is Vicky's old roller derby name, Negative Pissy Pants. She was really good at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying Christian McCaffrey also should be considered for the MVP. He's been banging it up as a running back for Carolina this year.
No, I don't care.
No, nothing.
I mean, look, I haven't followed Carolina to know, but I'm sorry. I don't care how good Christian McCaffrey has been. Russell Wilson is he's on another level. He's just on another level.
Do you think then this year it could be the year that Wilson is MVP? I mean, obviously, we're not anywhere near the end of the season. Let's just say the season ended today. Would you say Wilson's MVP, and how do you not consider Pete Carroll to be coach of the year?
It's got to be.
Right?
Yeah, he's got to be, because the adjustments that he makes. You see, people sit there and go, my God, these games are too close, or to this, or to that, and people complain they don't get out to a fast enough start. I don't know of any team that makes adjustments the way the Seahawks do. Like, going into the half, I have never seen a team that can come out of the half and make adjustments and come back and win games the way the Hawks do. They always have a rough first half, for the most part, and come back and win those games. It's pretty amazing, and you're right. I think Pete Carroll and the entire staff deserves it.
If not Pete Carroll, then you got to consider John Schneider as a GM. You took this team that seemed like it was falling apart a couple of years ago, and last year obviously was a quote-unquote transition year or a rebuilding year, and they still had a winning season. And then this year, they're off and running.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And look, obviously the Patriots deserve a nod. I know that Tom Brady's amazing. I just don't know, if there are other things they're doing to also help that team be as good as they are. I just always put it on Brady, but I'm not knowledgeable enough to know if that, in fact, they've made moves over the years that just kept that team solid. But, and as far as McCaffrey goes, we know this with Sean Alexander, the old running back for the Seahawks. Those guys are as good as their O-line, and the blockers and the people that make holes, where Russell Wilson hasn't had a great O-line all the time, and the guy's always running for his life. Whereas McCaffrey, I think if they don't do their job, is that guy able to have as good of a season? And I haven't followed it, but a running back usually can't do much if he can't get some help from the folks blocking and creating holes and creating lanes. You know what I mean? So Russell seems like he's just doing it on his own sometimes. Sometimes he feels like he's the only guy actually out there on the playing.
They should ask us to make the picks. We're very unbiased.
No, you're absolutely right. We've totally considered everybody. But I haven't seen what McCaffrey's done. I haven't seen what he's up against. Maybe he's got similar challenges. I haven't followed the Panthers enough to know. All right. But I do know this. Steve, you are a verified local celebrity.
That's right, damn it.
That's what I know. Yesterday,
with the program.
Yeah. Yesterday, public figure here. He got this one wrong.
What is the scientific name for the belly button?
The hole.
No.
The hole.
Wow.
The umbilical cord osseous.
No.
That's close.
The belly button.
No.
The belly button.
One thing I don't think people are ever going to say. Is that you are a Jeopardy contestant. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, not even Teen Jeopardy.
No, not even Infant Jeopardy. Which, by the way, should be coming on next year.
I would actually watch that.
Infant Jeopardy.
Just three contestants drooling and crying. Yeah. They don't even answer questions.
Infant Jeopardy. The correct answer we're looking for is Naval. You want a shot at beating Steve? Okay, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647. On the Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you filed for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.